Hey everybody, this is Editor Colin here. This episode was recorded back in like February of 2020, but that year was off. That wasn't a good one. And neither is 2021, it's looking to be. So 2022, keep your fingers crossed. Let's hope that one is moderately successful. But this episode might be a little dated, because we talk about the Sonic movie, which also happened to be the last movie I saw in theaters, which kind of strikes a core, kind of gets you right at your center. And also the Robert Pattinson Batsuit, which had just been unofficially revealed through like set photos. But now there's a trailer that shows the suit looking better. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt, but I hope you have a good day. All right. Enjoy. Aiden.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, not much.
Oh, cool. Good start.
Sometimes I watch, you know, normal television, like cable.
Like people.
Yeah, like a incel. And Pizza Hut.
Fucking simp.
Pizza fucking Hut comes in here all the goddamn time with ads. If I don't see a goddamn Pizza Hut ad being like, yo, check us out, we're doing something stupid and crazy, then fucking this shit ain't TV.
Is it even TV if you don't have a shitty Pizza Hut ad followed up by a Mike Bloomberg ad?
This isn't real cable if you don't have Pizza Hut, Mike Bloomberg, and then some other nonsense about hearing aids.
It's a real cable experience.
But Pizza Hut, let me tell you right now, you can 100% out pizza that goddamn Hut. Yeah.
No, it's got nothing on that.
They honestly shouldn't call it a hut anymore. It's more like a bin for trash.
Yeah, it's more of like a Home Depot orange bucket.
Yeah, they should call it Pizza Depot.
It's a good name change.
I think it would really suit them well.
Yeah, for sure.
But one of their first crusts I tried that was like a fancy new crust was garlic knot crust.
That sounds pretty good.
It was actually one of the worst things that I've ever tasted. Oh my god, like the knots,
yeah,
didn't like, they tasted like nothing.
Yeah,
but like they had wait, like they had like garlic on them.
Surely they tasted like something.
They tasted like fake garlic.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about. So wait, yeah, so the crust was made of garlic knots?
No, it had a it was like a normal pizza crust that, gotcha, they just went like, like slapped on some goddamn garlic nuts.
Oh, wait. So they just like slapped like garlic onto it?
They took the pizza crust. They made, gotcha, these giant dough knots, like these giant dough circles that went on top of the crust.
Glued them.
Yeah.
Just gorilla glued them to the crust.
That gorilla came up there and went like, "You want precise placement or brush?
Unga bunga, unga bunga, unga bunga."
He just comes out of the woodwork, punches down the back door of Pizza Hut, and goes like, let me fucking glue these knots on this goddamn pizza.
That'll be $22.95.
It's like, oh, thank you, Gorilla, for finally gluing my pizza together. I've been waiting 2 hours.
So it didn't taste like garlic?
No.
Oh, no.
It tasted, it was honestly one of the worst things I've ever eaten.
Why did,
I ate a whole entire pizza.
Garlic's not that hard to get.
Pizza Hut doesn't have access to garlic. They've been cut off.
Not ever since the incident.
You know about the incident? I thought that was like a thing that the Pizza Hut executive told me exclusively, and I was the only one of the normal population.
You can't keep that down. The great garlic contraption, that's not the word. The great garlic incident of 2012. That's actually why everyone thought the world was going to end, was because of garlic.
Because Pizza Hut was doing something insane with garlic.
Ridiculous. We can't say what it is.
Legally. Sorry. Pizza Hut will kill us.
Yeah.
They got ties under the dark web.
They were going to create a garlic raid to try to turn everyone into garlic.
And it almost worked.
If it wasn't for those meddling kids.
And their dog, too.
And their dog, Aiden.
Yeah, I really smelled out all that garlic.
You're like a truffle pig.
Really just digging deep to smell that garlic knot.
Ooh, baby.
But now, instead of they've gotten rid of garlic knot crust, and thank God, but they've brought something new that I think is probably equally as bad. So you know how they make stuffed crust pizza?
Yeah.
Like lots of places do it. They stuff cheese up in the crust.
Yeah, you can just shove that cheese in
there. It's pretty easy. Pizza Hut has it too. But they decided, no, let's keep stuffed pizza crust, but let's do it again, but worse.
Okay.
They decided to put more tumors on the pizza crust.
Oh no.
But this time it's mozzarella poppers.
Oh no.
They're little tumors, little rectangular tumors that like sit on the pizza crust.
Yeah.
Glued
that
on there.
Filled with cheese also?
Yeah.
But then the crust is also filled with cheese?
No. The crust isn't filled
with
cheese.
Oh, thank God.
I think you probably... Wait, let me just check something right here.
Hey, can I just bring up something that I'm pretty sure Pizza Hut definitely did do?
Okay, you can't select two different types of crust.
Oh, so you can do that?
No, you can't.
Oh, thank God.
Unfortunately.
Hey, can I just bring up something that I'm pretty sure Pizza Hut definitely did do?
And yes.
I would like to bring it to the light of day because I think they didn't get the reticule that they needed for this. Was it Pizza Hut who decided, we stuff our pizza crust with cheese, we may as well stuff it with pork too? So they just have a hot dog filled pizza crust. Can you fact check this for me? Can you go to Scopes?
Yeah.
Some politifact.com.
Pork. Oh, crap.
I don't think it's, I mean, it may be a beef dog. All I know is it's a fucking bright red, like a nipple red hot dog, just filled into a pizza crust.
Alrighty, pizza. I can't find it.
Oh, really?
Worst things to order at Pizza Hut.
I like how the picture's blurred.
It's a crime.
You're not allowed to see it.
I'm just trying to get to the bottom here. What's number one? What's the worst thing you could order at Pizza Hut? I mean, like, that's...
I'm going to say that I'm not crazy, and one pizza place did decide that we're going to fill a crust with a hot dog. And I'd just like to expand on how much of a despicable human being you'd have to be of your way to want that pizza.
So, second of all, they make Alfredo pasta.
Of all pastas to get at a pizza place.
Delivery pasta. Oh, shit. Delivery pasta. That's probably the worst one, right?
Oh, no. Don't get a salad or pasta from... Just get pizza. Don't get anything but pizza.
If you're going to get delivery from a pizza place, if you are not getting pizza from said pizza place... You've
made a calculated error.
Yeah, you're either disgusting or too rich.
Yeah, you know Jeff Bezos gets down on some Pizza Hut Fredo.
He gets a Pizza Hut Fredo wings and just throws it immediately in the garbage.
And then has his private chef make...
the same thing.
Caviar. Make DiGiorno.
Because, you know, he has enough money to save society from the horror that is
society.
That is Pizza Hut's wings and pasta.
But he chooses to do nothing about it. And that's a problem.
He could stop all of us.
Out Pizza the Hut? More like out Pizza Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Take him down a peg.
Come on. Get in here. Get in the pizza game.
Get in the ring, baby.
Amazon's already doing so much. Why can't they make pizza?
Get in the pizza game, baby. I will take you down.
Or pasta game.
Yeah. You think you can do better than Papa John's? You really think you can do better than Mr. John's?
The bar is pretty low for him because all he has to not do is say the N-word.
And he's already doing great. Yeah.
Doing great. Also, you know, Pizza Hut has the pizzone, because, you know, you can't just call it a fucking calzone, because that would make too much sense.
What the pizzone is such a gross...
What do you think the P stands for? Piss?
I mean, it's the penis zone, right? Or, like, the pussy zone?
I think it's piss. I think it's... Oh, God. It's right the time when we both stop talking for, like, two goddamn seconds. It's actually secret thing about the pizzone. You can only order it if you're a football player.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's like the end zone. It's the P's. Fucking stupid. Wow, it really does. When you say P-zone,
it really sounds like a completely different, terrible thing, right?
I mean, it really is P-zone. It's not P-zone. There's no goddamn A in there. There's apostrophe. It's a P-zone.
It's the P-zone, baby.
Hey, can I get an order of 3 P-zones?
The side of garlic knots?
Can you actually just put the garlic knots on the P-zones? I know you guys got Gorilla Glue up in there.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, my name... Well, I'm Colin Fiberboy Membiella.
Oh, you're full of fiber today.
I'm fibrous, baby.
Well, I can tell you without a doubt that I'm Aiden, about ready to open up his third eye, Scott.
Oh, shit.
I can feel it. It's coming this episode. If you guys hear me scream like a banshee during this episode, you know my fucking forehead is parting.
It's ripping open, yeah. Letting that juice
out. You know Moses is coming up on here and parting my forehead.
Parting your...
My Red Sea.
I was trying to think of something that isn't just Red Sea. Can you do me a solid?
Yes.
What do you got for me, baby?
You want to do a question? I have one right here. It's up in my text document.
Yeah, give me something. Give me whatever you found on Reddit. This is Aiden's Reddit time. I'll do a little theme song for it. Reddit time, Aiden's Reddit time. What are the people saying? What are the people craving? Aiden's Reddit time.
Okay, just so you're aware, my computer is at 38%, so...
Just cook it, baby. Just rip it and dip it.
Why aren't there fountain soda energy drinks like Red Bull? Okay, think about it. McDonald's got their little drink fountain thing with Coca-Cola. Why is Red Bull not in there?
It's fucking easy. That's a baby question. Easy answer.
Okay.
Because if you're granted the power of wings and a McDouble...
Shit.
Unstoppable.
Think about if they put them at 7-Eleven. You could get 64 ounces of Red Bull.
Wait, you can get 120.
That'll stop your heart. There's no way that's legal.
You can get 120. If you get that big gulp, you know, the giant cup, you can get 120.
It's a refillable mug of Bang.
You can get 128 ounces of Red Bull.
You'll just become one wing.
In every 12 ounces of Red Bull, there's like 90 milligrams of caffeine. You'd be drinking 900 milligrams, almost probably like 100 milligrams of caffeine if you drank a whole 128 ounces of Red Bull.
That's probably illegal to provide to
a whole
human.
Ass gram. You die when you drink 10 grams.
A full dime bag of Red Bull.
When you take in 10 grams of caffeine, you OD. So imagine if you drank 10 of your giant gulps.
If you drank 10 of those a day, I don't think someone could drink 10 of those.
You don't think you can drink 128 ounces of Red Bull 10 times in a day?
No, I don't think. Because I'm trying to picture that 7-Eleven cup. I don't think I could imagine one person downing 10 of those.
Well, you don't have to be. It's not going to be in one day.
Well, wait, it doesn't have to be in 24 hours? Well, then what's the time period of death to caffeine?
Think about it. If you just... I think it's probably more than 24 hours, right? Because you're going to be drinking all that Red Bull. You're going to be like,
you're
going to
be
wired
up. Yeah, you're going
to
be fucking
jazzed. So you're
going
to be awake for the next like week, and you're going to be able to drink
all that extra Red Bull.
Yeah, and imagine you get like 3 of those in a day. It takes you 3 days to consume it all.
But that's the best 3 days of your life you've ever had.
You've taken in 3 grams of caffeine each day.
Oh my God. That's so much Red Bull. Red Bulls already taste like piss.
Yeah.
How could someone take in all that
piss? Turn into a bull at that point. You wouldn't die. You'd become a bull with wings.
You know all those commercials, those Red Bull commercials?
Yeah.
That's how your skin would look. That like shitty animation style. You'd turn into one of those cartoon characters where it's like, Santa Claus, where are you going? You have the night off. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're Santa now.
You're basically just a really shitty drawn cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you become. You're a bull. You're a bull. You become a shitty cartoon and you have
and
wings.
You have wings. So it's like, it's some good, some bad. It's a real, it's
imagine
a mixed bag.
In the real world, a shitty drawn cartoon bull coming at you with wings.
I would probably think I was already dead.
I would get out. I'd get out my big gulps and just chug Red Bull.
Oh,
so
and
I
then
can
challenge him.
Yeah.
That's smart. but don't drink enough so that you so drink enough so you become the bull and you get wings, but not enough so you become
cartoonish. Yep.
See, mm-hmm. that's you know. See, that's now just, you're just
that's thinking, just tactical.
That's just tactics right there.
Like if you ain't doing that's just that, some then
five head omega brain plays.
There's no point into drinking Red Bull if you don't intend on becoming a bull yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, it is just bull piss.
It is. It is just fermented bull piss.
It's just a bunch of bull piss that they put in a distillery. They left
it out in the sun, honestly.
Just bull piss.
And it wouldn't evaporate.
That's how they get rid of bull piss. Like, bulls pee in, like, troughs.
Yeah.
And then they siphon off into the Red Bull factories. Yeah. All Red Bull factories are below a cattle ranch.
It's like a fire hose just shoots right into the Red Bull factory.
Of just
into some people's mouths.
But it only goes down at night. So the bulls spend all day pissing in this giant 5-gallon bucket. So
like on the day during the day, when the trough is up,
mm-hmm.
don't go a knocking. That didn't rhyme.
Doesn't work. But
don't go a flying.
That doesn't work.
I know it doesn't work, but flying works better with wings.
Well, I mean,
let's workshop this joke right now, live on air.
You can fly without wings.
Yeah, I no, you can't.
Yes, you can.
What flies without wings?
Jetpack.
That's not true. Jetpacks have wings. You motherfucker.
Incorrect.
Look at any cool jetpack.
Iron Man. I'm trying to find the goddamn wings on that piece of shit.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
You fucking
War Machine.
Iron Man. You got me. Yeah. Iron Man.
Spider-Man.
He does not fly. Fuck. He glides sometimes. He gloriously swings through Superman. The air. Okay. We get it. You don't need wings to fly.
Yeah, that's my point. Okay. And also jetpacks don't have wings. But that's fine.
Some of them. I mean, some cool ones. The cool ones do. The cool ones do.
The not cool ones have wings. No, cool ones don't have wings.
No, I mean like it's fine that you're wrong, but you're just wrong. But
have you ever seen one of those water jetpacks?
Yeah,
it goes on your feet.
Yeah,
with the wings on that bitch.
And the bottom, you haven't looked at the bottom clearly.
Incorrect.
Look at the bottom. Have you ever worn them? Yes, actually. Have you worn them? Have you put one on?
No.
Yeah,
I don't. I don't have wings. I don't believe you.
It has wings. I designed it to put wings on it. It actually makes it way more water dynamic.
Water. Jet pack.
It flies through the water with the greatest of ease. It's much like Mighty Mouse.
Ah, shit, that's not what I'm looking for. Give me something else. It gave me like a weird underwater scooter. Yeah, there are no fucking. Where are the goddamn wings on this?
If you could have wings, would you?
Enhance.
If you could have wings, would you?
No.
Why not?
Because wings get in the way.
I would probably take them, but I'd have to think about it because it's a lot of maintenance.
How are you gonna wear a backpack?
You have a wing pack. You special design your own wing pack. Or you can just wear a fucking fanny pack, dude.
I can't store all my shit in a fanny pack.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't.
What else? How much weed are you carrying on you right now?
Like, too much?
More than enough?
Probably an illegal amount.
That's the legal... illegal amount worth is per fanny pack?
Yeah.
Like, 1.5 fanny packs is
legal. I guess I really could just wear, like... How many fanny packs do I think I can fit around my entire waist?
3.
A fanny pack's like here. Mm-hmm. I think I could hold at least 4.
Oh, wait. Are you saying like utility belt style? Like
all the way around? All the way around.
Oh, 6.
Okay, yeah. That's
at least.
I was thinking at least 4.
Maybe 7, yeah.
But, you know, if I like do fanny packs.
Because I'm thinking like cardinal directions. Like 1, 2, 3, 4. And then, so 8, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, 8 fanny packs.
I'm thinking
yeah.
North, south, east, west. And then now you have the tertiary directions too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, I think I can fit 8 fanny packs on my huge waist.
Yeah. I mean, because if you have wings, your waist will also expand.
Oh, that is true. Because naturally, you get like 10 times as wide.
You get way
wings.
More yoked, yeah.
Yeah, you get jacked if you have wings. Because, you know, you're using those muscles so much.
Yeah, I mean, because you're basically squatting every day.
Gotta fucking get those squats in. We got wings.
Speaking of squats, I had a really good idea for a TikTok.
does it involve squats?
It has nothing to do with squatting.
Oh, can it? Can we make a squatting TikTok to show off my ass?
Okay, so actually right now, after this recording, I'm going to make you film a TikTok of you squatting, showing your ass.
I would rather not.
Okay, so
guys. It's funny as a joke.
Watch out for the TikTok. We will post it on the Twitter.
No.
So it'll watch out for it.
I have control anyway, on the Twitter. It will not go on there. You don't have any of the information for it. What are you going to do, steal my laptop?
Yeah, pretty easily. Anyway.
Shit.
So here, I'm going to set the scene. Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Let me sing the theme song to the Colin TikTok.
There's a lot of theme songs here.
Bip bip boop, bip bip boop, beep beep boop boop, beep beep boop, beep beep boop.
Wow, real good so far.
Beep beep boop, beep beep boop. TikTok with the Glock. Okay, so that.
God, he's got a gun. Yeah. Oh God.
So that's the theme song, and so here's the idea. Ready? So the idea is basically I'm holding the camera at like pointed at my feet. Okay. I'm using like the back camera and I'm walking.
You got your toes out?
It's pointed at my feet and I'm wearing shoes and I'm wearing shorts. Good. I'm wearing blue shorts.
Oh.
And I'm walking.
Jean shorts?
No. Well, maybe, but no. And I'm walking and I'm walking towards like a bathroom or a place with like a full length mirror.
Okay.
And I'm saying like, dude, my dad's such a simp, bro. My dad's such a simp.
He is.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. And while I'm saying it, I'm walking. Like, it's really short opening. And while I'm walking to, like, the room with the big mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And I pan up to the mirror. And while I pan up to the mirror, I say, I can't believe I'm such a simp son. And I pan up to reveal that I've been dressed like Bart Simpson the whole time.
Oh, God.
It's pretty good, right? And then I can have, like, all yellow makeup on and, like, a big, like, rubber mask of Bart Simpson. And then I can be wearing like his iconic shirt.
Yeah, his iconic orange shirt.
Yeah, his iconic orange shirt.
Very iconic.
And I can maybe say Cowachunga afterward.
I think you have to say
Bart's famous catchphrase.
Yeah, one of his famous catchphrases that I totally know, and I'm totally not saying a bunch of stuff to stall.
Cowachunga. Eat that cow, man.
Don't have a cow, man. Shit, we can't use that.
No, we can't trademark. Use that. I'll bleep it.
We have to refer to him as Art Simpson now. Yeah. We can't.
Art Samson.
Art Samson. Okay.
Art Samson, okay. The mean of the mean yellow.
I did forget Disney owned the Simpsons now.
Oh, or we're done.
The Samsons. Shit.
Oh God. The rouge. Is rouge a yellow? No, rouge is a red. Damn, I'm trying to have it be a saying. The yellow,
I don't know if that works. The Simpsons. Yeah. TV's favorite cartoon family.
TV's favorite cartoon family. Okay, the Simpsons. Yeah. Art Samson. Cowachunga. We all know him. Do the art man.
Consume my shorts.
He had his penis revealed in the movie.
Oh, that is true. Only European version.
That I can say. A lot of people had their penis revealed in movies.
Yeah, like me.
Most of the time it is in a movie when a penis gets revealed.
There's been some TV shows with penis slips.
It's been like Game of Thrones is all I can think of.
Well, yeah, but there's been a lot of slips in that.
There isn't. I've seen like some of it. I've seen like a third of it.
Okay, well, season 7.
I saw the wrong third.
Season 7 is when that shit gets crazy.
When the nuts come flying. Yeah, there's nuts and butts.
There's constantly people, just guys walking around in Speedos and their nuts are hanging out on both sides.
Oh, in Speedos?
Yeah.
It's like the Borat Speedo.
But their nuts are hanging out.
Yeah, that's what gets you going,
mm-hmm.
is the nuts.
Yeah, nothing else. Not the dragons. The nuts.
Who needs dragons when you got testes, baby? Now, what do the dragons got packing? Do they have speedos? Nothing.
They have no schmeat at all. Dragons asexually reproduce. They just shit out eggs.
Like photosynthesis eggs. Just like...
Photosynthesis?
Popping eggs out, baby.
Popping eggs. Yo, I'm about to go drop an egg. You want to come?
Yeah.
You can watch if you want.
Yeah,
you want to drop an egg with me?
You want to drop an egg, baby? It's egg dropping season. Mm-hmm. And you know what that means.
It means fertility is all about.
All the ladies coming out to the beach dropping eggs. At the club dropping eggs.
If you ain't dropping eggs, you ain't living.
You ain't living. I said it once, I said it before.
Drop them eggs.
Aiden, let's change the subject something.
You know what I thought about dragons dropping eggs?
No, let's change the subject to something more family friendly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got something for me?
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty family friendly, unless we go weird ways with it. It's fine, it's fine. What are things you will never do again?
Be happy. cherish a loved one. Jesus Christ. That's not true. Never gonna do it again, huh?
Yeah.
Like because I didn't like it when I did it, or just out of circumstance? Probably gonna never go to kindergarten again.
Why? Why kindergarten? Why not like freshman year of high school?
Or that one also?
Or like seventh grade.
That one too. Probably never gonna go to any of those grades again.
Yeah.
I'm also probably never gonna have to take a class where I get to where there's a nap time.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
It's kind of a bummer, right?
Yeah.
Probably can never we work school sanctioned nap time.
Can we work nap times back into like daily?
Isn't that what a siesta is? Isn't that a thing in like that's a thing. Yeah, siesta. That's what a siesta is.
I mean,
is.
That's just the word nap in Spanish, yeah. But okay.
Look up siesta, my guy. That's a thing.
God, I don't know what's supposed to siesta.
It's like a rest in between work.
Siesta. Close enough.
I do like this new format we have of let's actually research our things instead of saying well, bullshit.
Unfortunately, I couldn't get there. I got to Zeta. Zeta Oral. Back up. Oh, God.
All your Guido cookies manipulated the Google search engine.
I thought I wanted pasta. See, I don't even know.
S-I-E-S-T-A, I think.
Siesta. An afternoon rest or nap, especially when taken during the hottest hours of the day in a hot climate.
Yeah, that's like a thing.
Like then why naps? Is siesta keys a thing?
Because it's nap. It's the nap time, baby.
It's the nap key.
The nap zone.
If we translate it real quick, let me just do beep, 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 beep. Translate it. Okay, yep. I went into Google and translated it. Uh-huh. It's nap. Nap keys.
It's nap keys.
Wait, is Google saying this is not... Okay. Are they trying to give me, like, this has been turned into English word?
Here's why, Aiden. It's because it's called siesta keys.
Yeah.
Because you can do a siesta, and you can do a key of Coke. It's a pretty good system. It's a pretty good system.
You do the cocaine and the nap at the same time.
You take a nap, and then you to wake up from that nap, you take a key. And then when you crash from that key... You take a nap again. Oh. And then it's a roller coaster of life, baby.
So when people are like, I'm going to Siesta Keys for spring break,
they're
getting fucked up.
It's either that or they're going to see Esta Keys, who is their probably their like great aunt or something.
I can't wait to see Esta Keys.
See Esta Keys. She treats me so nice.
She gives me 20s every time she sees me. Yay, just money.
Whips them at me. Whip Sacagawea coins at my feet.
Dance. Earn these coins. You came down to Siesta Keys to see Esta Keys, didn't you?
That's where she lives. Of course she does.
Well, yeah, she's got to live in the place she's named after,
classic
right?
Classic Esta Keys.
Classic Esta. You think there's going to be a sitcom on that?
About Esta Keys?
Yeah.
Whipping Sacagawea coins?
At their long lost nephew.
Yeah, we could probably do that, right?
I mean, no.
Pretty easy.
No.
IMO. I think it'd be pretty easy just set that up.
We'd have to get an old lady.
Okay, got it.
That's named Esta, because we can't change names. We can't make actors have names.
We can't make them act like another person.
No, they gotta be like, this has gotta be real. This has gotta be
method acting. Yeah. It's a reality show now.
It's too real.
Let's get Joaquin Phoenix.
I mean, he'd be pretty good, right? He'd be
pretty good at it, right?
He was able to go insane.
He was able to really prove that this is indeed a society. Yeah. So we may as well get him to become Miss Esta Keys.
Yeah, if we don't have Joaquin Phoenix as Esta, I don't think this...
I'm out of this project. Yeah.
I don't think it's going to work.
There's no point to this.
I think I'll have to quit.
Yeah. Do you think the higher-ups will take that? Well, we are the higher-ups, so honestly.
Well, I guess we'll talk to the board.
Yeah, we'll have to talk to the board.
Because we now work at NBC.
We'll have to get Chad's input on this.
Oh, he's not going to like this.
Yeah, no, he's not going to like this.
He did not like Joker.
He was not. You know what? He felt he appropriate. Doesn't, he doesn't think we live in a society.
he thinks it's a simulation.
Yeah, he's a big fan of Matrix.
I think if we got Keanu in here to play.
I think he can play the nephew.
Okay. So nephew, do you think that would give him...
We can do like some Irishman like tech to de-age Keanu Reeves into like the old Bill and Ted Adventures Keanu.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. And we then Joaquin can keep the Joker makeup on. Because I think honestly it's a tattoo now at this point probably, right?
That's his personality. He's just Joker.
Yeah.
Who's Batman then?
Ben Affleck. And that's when Keanu takes his mask off.
Keanu Reeves Batman?
Yeah.
Why is that not happening?
I would actually... I would fucks with that maybe. Can we talk about the Robert Pattinson Batman?
Have you seen the pictures of him?
Yeah.
Bad.
Maybe bad, right?
Maybe bad.
See, here's the thing. We had other stuff planned for a second. I want to talk about this right now at this point in my life. And it's going to get hot and heavy, and I'm going to sound like an aggressive nerd, but we're going to get there, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to get there to get through it together. Why he got... Why the bat on the chest? It doesn't have a head.
It's got it's guns.
Okay, I want to talk about that for
it's
a second.
It's guns.
I want to talk
it
about that
100%
after
guns.
That, I want to talk about... First of all, it doesn't have a head. And I know, like, the breastplates kind of make the illusion of a head. Like, look, they kind of make an illusion of a head. Everyone pull it up on your phone or listening device right now. Even if you're driving, I don't give a shit. Pull out your phone while you're driving.
Robert Pattinson, Batman.
If you get pulled over, tell them, play them this part. This is legally binding. Verbal signature, Colin Membiella. This is legally binding.
I am a cop, so I can declare your ticket null. Yeah.
So... If you look at it, the breastplates kind of make a little bat ears, which is like fucking whatever, but just give it to him. Also, the bat is black on black, which nothing pops. It's so hard to see it. Mm-hmm. Like, if you really zoom in on it, you can tell.
Well, but yes.
If you zoom out at all, it's gone. It's evaporated.
Well, I mean, it is still there. I can still see it.
But like, it's so much harder to see. And that's the whole, like, it's supposed to be like to strike fear or something. Like,
I will say... Ben Affleck's Batman suit, pretty good.
The Ben Affleck Batman suit was the best looking Batman suit, I think, hands down.
Because it was very much like, you look at a comic book.
Yeah, it was.
And that's like, you take comic book Batman and pull him out and go like, here he is.
Boom.
I mean, he didn't have a yellow tack belt. Yeah. It was like
but
black,
like,
but
in,
like, I don't really
in
care.
In Dark Knight Returns, he has like a, I'm pretty sure it's like a off color, like darker toned utility belt. Like, I'm pretty sure it's not. Like a vibrant yellow.
Yeah.
Which is what Zack Snyder was going for, Dark Knight Returns, which is a whole bag of nuts, which he shouldn't have used Dark Knight Returns as inspiration as much as he did, because he did a bad job with it.
Another thing about this bat suit.
Uh-huh. The guns?
The guns, first of all, that's bad. Why?
The rumor is that that's Joe Chill's gun that he used to kill Bruce's parents. And Bruce took the gun and made the bat out of it. In a comic by Kevin Smith, I think is his name. You know Kevin? Okay. He said he did that story of like he found Joe Chill's gun and he like melted it down into like just the metal.
Yeah.
And then he made like a metal plating under the bat of like protective material.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had some stupid line like, now the metal that broke my heart will now protect my heart. But like...
Oh, God.
But like, isn't that a little too on the nose?
That's bad.
Isn't that a little too like, I get it.
I'm Batman and I'm really cool with words.
It's like, it's just unnecessary, bro.
I mean, they want to make something.
Yeah, you know? It doesn't... Like, it can just be a... It can just be a bat. It doesn't also have to have like
meaning
behind like even the original, like with Year One, like when Frank Miller like re kind of imagined the like a lot of the imagery behind the Batman origin.
Yeah.
Like there was a lot of symbolism behind it, and like the bat flies in the window and that's why he's Batman, and he rings the bell and he's like, Alfred, we're gonna have a good time. There's a lot of great stuff there. But like, and that's why it's a bat. But it's never like, Oh, but also now my parents' death. The gun's here, too.
Well, you know, it's Batman like, does like using guns a lot. As we all know. That's his main thing. So, naturally, him being like, I see gun as kid, I pick as up kid. Gun, gonna shoot the
gun,
other guy.
Gun now time.
Can also, we... why did he drop the gun? That's evidence.
So it's either like...
Batman destroyed evidence.
I guess...
Batman's a fucking criminal. I guess Batman, Take him in, Commissioner.
I guess Batman did... Batman did destroy evidence... linking Joe Chill to the murder. I guess maybe after he's already been convicted, but even then, he destroyed evidence.
Yeah, that's a criminal. He is a criminal.
I mean, I guess he is going out of his way to beat up a bunch of people, which is illegal.
Yeah, vigilante justice, that shit, illegal. Batman's the most criminal person in... Even Joker did less.
No, I mean... do you remember in Batman vs. Superman when... Did you have to just remember? Think of the movie for a second?
Yeah, I really did. I just wanted to take a minute to really like breathe in deep and think about how that movie existed and why I hated it.
Yeah, so do you remember in that movie when Batman is on top of like a tall like spire and he has like a rifle, like a hunting rifle?
Yes.
And he aims it at these people and a truck and he fires it and it shoots like a sticky, like a tracking dart onto the truck.
Okay, yeah.
Which is kind of a callback to Dark Knight Returns, because in Dark Knight Returns, that was before Batman ever had a grappling hook, because the grappling hook was first used in, I really want to say, the Tim Burton Batman was the first use of the grappling hook.
Feel like Adam West had a grappling hook.
I really want to say that was the first use.
You might be right, but I feel like I remember. I mean, I guess he had shark repellent, but...
Yeah, who knows? But basically anyway, the same thing. This was before Batman ever had a grappling hook, so... He had a rifle, and this was like basically a grappling hook, but it was like a full on hunting rifle that shot like a grappling hook. And so having Batman have this rifle with that then shot like a tracking dart was kind of an homage to Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
And then he shoots the dart and it sticks onto the truck and he's like, got it. I'm the best at shooting.
Nice.
He then gets into the Batmobile with mounted turrets, blows up the car.
Yep.
And mows down everyone with the turrets. Batman, if you were going to kill them, why didn't you just shoot them with the rifle? If you were going to go through all the trouble of going up really high on a building and getting a gun, loading it with a tracking dart, shooting it at the car, at the truck, get back all the way down this big spire, get back into your fancy big car, strap into your 5-point harness... and then go out of your way to mow down a bunch of people in a sick game of cat and mouse? Why? You could have just stood on top of that tower and shot them with the rifle through the fucking eyes. If you were going to go through there, if you were just going to kill them, why didn't you just fucking kill them then? Why did you start a whole sick, twisted game of cat and mouse to track them down? Yeah, it turns Batman into such like a freak, and he's already like a freak, but it turns him into like a villain.
He sucks. Joker is not a villain. Batman is.
If you really think about it.
I'd also like to point out about Robert Pattinson's Batman.
Yes.
Real quick.
Yeah.
The mask.
Okay. The mask actually doesn't bother me that much.
I hate it. It's too far back. It like cuts all the way back to like his ears and then comes down. There's way too much.
No. There's a great amount of chin.
Too much.
The chin is the best part, baby.
I think there's too much cheek.
This is the first like the Christopher Nolan one was like just his lips.
I don't think it needs to be that.
Like it like cut out of his lips. But like this is like straight up like comic, like give it to me all.
I think that's too much. All the chin,
Batman. Like, are you going to talk about the forehead?
I don't think this is good. Oh, the forehead's bad.
The forehead looks weird at some angles, but it looks okay at others. I think the forehead is just going to be dependent on lighting.
So here's the thing. I'm not going to lie, I am a very big fan of Ben Affleck Batman. I wish the ears were a bit taller.
I kind of fucks with short ears. I'm a short ears kind of guy. I respect the long ears community.
I don't want them to be like tall. I think the Robert Pattinson ones and other ones are good.
Yeah.
Like I don't need like super, super tall ones, but like I think these ones are just a little too short.
Yeah.
I think if they cut back his just a little bit further, I think that'd be like
Yeah, I think the Ben Affleck Batsuit is like actually crazy good.
Yeah.
And they just like fucked up everything around it with like the whole movie.
Yeah. Which
feels really bad that Zack Snyder was able to he was given everything and he did such a bad job with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he really did bad.
I also with the Robert Pattinson Batsuit, if you look at like the gauntlets, there's like metal lines on them.
Yeah, they're like darts.
And if you look at there's a DC Comics character named Talon.
Okay.
A part of the Court of Owls storyline. The Court of Owls is like an underground society that like secretly runs Gotham.
Yeah.
It was created when the New 52. It was kind of to like it was an introduction into like the New 52 Batman world. It's mm-hmm. a really good storyline. But they have this underground society has like killer assassins known as Talons. They straight up have those metal lines. So either they just took inspiration from them, or they're going to incorporate that into the story. And I think that would be dumb.
Batman's going to be a killer in this one?
I think it'd be a dumb job. I think they'd do a dumb job. It'd be dumb if they like had him get his gauntlets from Talon. Because that's what it was in the Nolan movies. He got his gauntlets from the League of Assassins, right? Because the League of Assassins have those like edged, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, right? Like didn't he get them from the League of Assassins?
I don't remember.
I think I mean, because the League of Assassins have gauntlets like that. So I'm assuming it was at least inspiration.
Then yeah, probably.
Yeah. And that sucked. And I didn't like that. I think that's dumb. So like hopefully they don't give Batman like Talon weaponry.
Hey, let me tell you something right now. So you know how you're just saying has little arm things?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this suit has both. The metal lines and the arms.
Yeah, the arms are made out of like straps. Like, did you see that? They're made out of like just like straps, like they're not like solid things. Oh, they're like
they were solid,
enhanced. See, they're made out of like.
Yeah, but they're still straps. Like there. You
yeah, know? I mean, they're still there. They create the illusion. They create the silhouette, which is important. I'm excited to see Zoe Kravitz Catwoman. Hopefully, that looks good.
Well, I mean, with this bat suit so far,
he's not wearing a cape in that, and I'm assuming that's because the cape is going to be CGI.
Yeah, because it was the motorcycle scene.
Yeah, the motorcycle scene, yeah. Because it's also like non-official images, and it's hard to, like, lighting is weird on set, and in the movie, I bet it'll look better. It will look better.
Hopefully.
Hopefully it will.
Because it is real bad right now.
I think I like it more than the Christopher Nolan suit. I really dislike the Christopher Nolan suit. Has so many bad problems that I'm going to run through from tip to toe. I'm going to start with the tip. I'm going to go with the toe. Yeah. Ears are like big molded things. The cowl is like a fucking thumb that is just on him. The mouth is opened 2 centimeter diameter. The bat is super tiny and black on black, which I just discussed how that's terrible.
That's bad. Yeah.
The ribs, the abs section, like, has like that kind of molding that a lot of superhero costumes have, but it's so detailed that it almost doesn't look like abs. Like it looks like weird chunky pieces. It sucks. The belt, I like the color of it. I don't love the design personally, but I like the color. But I'm not that deep about that.
Yeah.
The legs have that same weird design that the abs have. Mm-hmm. And then and then it like flows that weird shitty design all the way down.
I mean, I kind of like that. In some aspects of some things. I don't think Batman's the right implication of said thing.
Yeah.
Like the armor looking, like, yeah, kind of like tough.
I think that's the big thing, right? Is like the Ben Affleck Batman didn't look like armor.
No.
All the other suits look like armor. Batsuit's not armor. Like all the cooler Batsuits don't look like armor, with the exception of the Arkham games, which actually, especially Arkham Knight, the suit looked more armory. And I actually did not hate that one. But most bat suits that I like are super just clothy and not armor.
Well, I mean, that's cooler. That's how it looks.
Yeah. It's also like, it's like a cooler idea than like bullets dink off of him. It's like he's dodging bullets. Like that's cooler.
Because he speaks.
Yeah, because he
thinks so
he can
fast.
Read you like a fucking book.
He's got his brain is just so. That's why. Yeah. That's why the bat suit's got that big bulge. He's got his goddamn fucking brain. His
wrinkly brain is just.
It's just bulging.
Uber wrinkles.
It's just
bro.
Like fucking bulging out of his skull, and he's just constantly like.
He's nutty.
My brain is just fucking busting nuts.
I dare you. I dare you to touch. To look at me.
Touch his brain. If you can.
You can't.
If you can touch Batman's brain,
you become
good luck,
Batman.
Good luck.
It's I like mean, the Santa Claus.
like Tim Allen, yeah, Santa Claus. Like Tim Allen. Oh, Tim so if you Santa kill Claus. Batman, you become Batman.
Yeah, it's a lot like the Batman clause. Yeah, it's a lot like that.
Shit, why do you fucking Tim Allen kill Santa Claus?
I mean, the movie relies on a pun. It's the Santa Claus, Santa Claus.
Oh no, I get that. I get
like, see, it's a shitty movie that relies on a pun.
Here's the thing: I get the pun.
Yeah,
I'm not. I don't say that I don't get the pun. But
I don't think Tim Allen went out. Tim Allen didn't murder Santa Claus. Can we manslaughter?
Can
Santa
we switch
Claus.
That movie to a horror movie where Tim Allen just constantly has like a gun and just blasting he's kids just killing, in Santa Claus?
Wait.
Like he sees Santa Claus on his roof, pulls out his Glock, and just caps Santa's ass.
So he turns
ass.
Into like robot Santa from Futurama.
Let's just combine RoboCop and Santa Claus.
Yeah. Into one mega marathon.
Yeah, and it's Tim Allen as RoboCop Santa, and he's jumping around Detroit just capping kids.
Wow, that's a rough movie.
Yeah, it's gonna be NR. Yeah, not rated because you can't rate that shit. Yeah,
there are scenes.
It'll be like triple X.
Yeah.
There's gonna be a lot of.
He
sex.
Hangs dong though. He hangs dong though, right? Like
robot dong.
Yeah, we can all agree.
Robot Santa dong.
He does terrible things.
Is he gonna hangs be? Dong. Is he gonna have like a fat robot stomach?
Is he? Oh yeah, I mean he's got.
It's like
right?
full loaded of guns.
He's
got
to be jolly. Right?
Like his stomach just pops out open and
just
guns.
Pulls out grenades. What do you want for Christmas?
A bike.
Lead. That's his catchphrase.
You've been naughty this year. You get
the
lead.
The coal.
In your yeah. stockings.
Am I going to get...
War crime.
You've been naughty. Am I going to get coal?
No.
Lead. In your stockings and he shoots their feet like, off. Oh, God. That's terrible.
Okay, now that we've been talking about Batman for a while...
Let's switch to an equally lovable
yeah,
little buddy.
Let's talk about somebody that has been screwed over content-wise, but not movies, video games.
Game-wise, yep.
Yeah. His name's Sonic. He's a blue fucking hedgehog.
The blue blur. The sweet little boy Sonic. The Hedgehog.
He's made it to the big screen.
Look at him. Everyone thought he couldn't make it there. I remember getting the first announcement that Jim Carrey was going to be Eggman.
Yeah.
And I was like, this fucking movie's going to be terrible.
Well, I mean, he did play the mask. So,
give him
some credit.
I just for sure thought, because then it was announced that James Marsden was in this movie, and Jim Carrey was Eggman, and Ben Schwartz was Sonic himself.
Yes.
I remember seeing these tweets, these announcements, like 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. And I was for sure thinking that there's no way this movie is in any way going to be decent. And you know what?
Kind of proved
they kind of did they kind of did it with this one.
Yeah, it happened to be all right.
It's wild that video game movies are kind of starting to become not trash.
It is,
you know,
surprising.
What I mean?
Yeah,
because like I think it's really hard to make a video game story into a movie because of the inherent nature. I think it's easier to make a movie story into a video game.
Yes,
because video games are so inherently different with the fact that you can change the story.
Yeah,
but a movie is like, here's the fucking movie. There you go.
Well, they really just used a video game character to make a movie.
They also did. I really like. Okay, so I guess let's set the scene of the movie for people who haven't seen it. So it features the great blue blur, and he's on like a fun fantasy planet.
Yep.
That looks like all the Sega games, like they have like texture and they have
nice little checkered green grass.
Loop-de-loops. And then he goes to his mom, Long Claw, the eagle.
The owl.
The owl.
The sexy owl.
And nope.
And she's a MILF.
A bunch of echidnas come out.
Yep.
And wanna kill Sonic for his power.
Yeah, which I don't get how killing an animal inherently gives you its power. I don't kill a cow, eat it, and be like, I can now produce milk.
I am now a cow. I think it was maybe to like kill him and like get his fur, because like it shows the fur has like electric powers.
His quills.
Yeah, his quills. So,
I still don't get that. I mean, if I cut off a cow's udder, I don't have its powers. I'm gonna keep using a cow because it's got a lot of things.
The Long Claw, the owl mom.
Yep.
Gives him a bag of rings that can like teleport you places.
Yes.
Teleports him to Earth. He grows up on Earth and then loses his rings when he interacts with James Marsden's character, a cop, for the first time. And yep. it's basically a buddy road trip movie of them running away from not only Dr. Eggman, but the law.
The government. Yeah. yeah.
To regain his rings so that he can leave. So he's not in danger anymore. Actually, surprisingly good movie. I really like the idea of the rings teleporting you places.
It's a neat, it actually gives like the rings purpose. It's not just like, oh, he's collecting these rings to be like a coke addict. Because
there's a lot of times when he'll, there's like, it happens like two or three times where he drops the bags of rings and it makes the fucking video game sound effect of the rings falling down. Yeah. And that's like a cute little like callback.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also pretty sure in a lot of Sonic games, the like level end ending, I don't know if it's a screen, but like the end mission checkpoint is a big ring. Maybe. Final thing you go to like end the level is a big ring.
Oh, like so Mario Castle style. It's just a ring though.
Yeah. It's that's kind of also like thematic of like a big ring that you kind of like,
go into to finish your level.
Yeah. To finish the movie.
Man, Earth is a big level.
Earth is a big level. That's a 2.5 hour level.
Yeah. It was 2.5 hours.
I think it was like 90 minutes.
Okay, I was going to say, there's no way I sat through a 2.5 hour Sonic movie and didn't cry.
A lot of the jokes kind of don't land because it's definitely meant for like 12-year-olds.
Well, yeah.
Like Sonic Fortnite dances twice in the movie.
Yes. I mean, I thought it was hilarious.
No, it's like there are jokes that but still in land.
A different way.
Like there's some direct product placement. There's two direct Olive Garden jokes. There's three times when they directly reference Olive Garden.
Yeah.
And it's explicit product placement, but it's fucking funny every yeah. time. It's genuinely funny each time they bring
it up. Because it's clearly not just like Olive Garden paid to have a spot yeah. here. It's clearly they're making a joke.
It's like Olive Garden paid and we're going to use you as a joke. Like, it's yeah. not just like, oh, he's driving a Toyota. It's yeah. like, oh, we're making like,
or like they're eating at Olive yeah, Garden. It's like no. He's getting an Olive Garden card as a joke.
They bring up, they like on a phone call, James Marsden brings up to his fiance, his wife, his girlfriend, like girlfriend. That. I think it's yeah. his girlfriend. He brings up to his girlfriend Olive Garden, how he likes it. And mm-hmm. she says like,
you nasty fuck.
No, she says like, oh, you love Olive Garden or something. And he goes, because when you're here, you're family. Oh, like, yeah. He says yeah, the fucking yeah. slogan. Like, it's such a goofy joke, but it's fucking funny.
It's good. It's not like Wayne's World. I mean, Wayne's World did the same thing with like Pepsi and like Doritos.
I have not seen Wayne's World.
It's good. Okay. It's a good movie. But like, he'll directly cut to a shot of them drinking like Pepsi or something, and they'll like look at the camera and like be drinking it sideways to get the whole can and be yeah, like to,
with like the label facing
yeah and be
out.
Like yeah, kind of okay. like put their hand or anything yeah. go like Pepsi like,
kind of like ironic yeah, yeah I, exactly. I like that the like point like making fun of product placement while also doing it
yeah exactly it's like yeah. you get paid but you're making fun of the company that paid yeah. you to do it.
That's yeah see they also I think that's I think those jokes were the ones that got me the most.
Yeah,
there was a lot of like really cute like little references to the games, like to the Sonic games. Like yeah. sometimes a music cue will come in from like Green Hill Zone or something, or like from a level. And it's not like a, I'm going to hit you over the head now with a video game reference. Do you get it? Yeah. It's just like a subtle little thing to be like, oh, Sonic.
It's like, if you played Sonic, you'll get this hot reference yeah. of this level theme song. And it's like, oh shit.
I think that's okay. a really good, fuck with this. Yeah, it's a really good way to do that. I personally
yeah.
don't love Jim Carrey.
Okay, you're gonna get a lot of hate for that.
Yeah, I don't hate him, but I a lot of times don't think what he does is that funny.
I agree to some degree because I watched like Dumb and Dumber or whatever it's called.
Yeah, Dumb and Dumber.
Dummies.
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. I've watched the first one. Didn't think it was that funny.
Yeah. Yeah. See.
Like that's what I think of like a lot of times when I see him.
I don't love the Grinch movie, but there are some good jokes in that. Like there are some funny parts in that.
Yeah.
But like Jim Carrey's like shtick doesn't really get me, and it didn't get me a lot in this one. But there is an orphan joke that he makes. Like he says Eggman confronts James Marsden and brings up like I was creating formulas while you were still drinking it. And James Marsden says, like, I was breastfed, actually. And Eggman says, "Way to rub that in my orphan face."
Oh yeah,
and that was that's fucking hilarious. That's super funny. Like it feels like there are jokes that are more meant for like us age, and then there's jokes meant for like 11 Gen X, and then jokes meant for like
boomers,
like 10-year-olds, who are like, look at Fortnite. Look at him, Fortnite dance. Look at him.
Oh, he's doing the floss.
Look at him. He's running. He's playing the drums with rockets. There's also like a couple scenes that are kind of like, fuck yeah, Sonic, you're badass, bro. Like the end. There's like,
oh yeah, where he's fucking going ham.
Yeah, he goes like Super Saiyan.
I was really waiting for him to turn yellow.
I
saw it happen. I'm like, is he gonna do it?
If the Chaos Emeralds aren't in the second one, I'm gonna be mad.
Well, I mean, Tails is in it, so I mean, like,
yeah. I was gonna say spoiler before we brought up.
I mean, Tails. You haven't seen Sonic at this point.
I might edit in a spoiler thing later.
Okay, because I just realized Sonic came out like probably 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
and I saw it opening day.
Yeah, I saw it opening night. I saw it the next day. Actually, I saw it on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, so like they brought up the house lights. And then the end credit scene came on, and Tails came on, and I full voice yelled in the theater, "Oh my god, it's Tails!" I was so fucking excited that my sweet yellow boy got in.
Not, little two-tailed fox.
And I'm not talking about Art Sampson this time. I'm talking about Tails. They got him on the screen.
Art Sampson into the Sonic. Oh god, they're crazy.
Cowachonga, dude! He just skateboards in. You know, he
don't have a bowl, man.
He wheelies in.
Doing a quick manual, pops a sick ollie,
finger flip.
Oh, Bart Simpson's killing
it. Shit, Art Sampson.
Shit, Art.
Art Sampson's killing it. But yeah, it was like actually like genuinely like I would recommend this movie to a lot of people.
Yeah,
just because I think it's a very, it's not an especially amazing film, but it is a movie that's kind of like you can it's fun. For 2 hours.
Yeah, it's a like, fun little movie to be like, hey, I remember that character from an old game that I played.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you want to have fun for 2 hours, go see the Sonic movie.
Yeah.
It's not like Parasite where you're gonna change how you think about the world, and it's gonna be the best movie you've ever seen.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be a fun 2 hours.
It's gonna be a fun little movie that you're like, hey, I watched that movie and I don't feel bad about watching that movie. I don't feel like I wasted my time on like watching Justice League.
I don't know if I kinda still like Justice
League. No, Justice League was bad.
I kinda liked
it was bad. Batman vs. Superman.
Batman vs. Superman was bad.
Both are bad.
I like Justice League.
Incorrect. Bad.
But I also feel like Sonic is the kind of movie that it would be easily forgettable. I don't know if it's just me, but I don't think I'm going to forget that movie for a while.
I don't think I'm going to forget it mainly because maybe of them having to redesign Sonic. Such a big mistake. Like Sonic.
It might just be because it's Sonic, but I feel like that movie could have easily turned into a movie that it's like, oh, yep, I saw that. It was fun. And then it immediately drained from my consciousness. But I don't. It feels like a movie that deserves a sequel. Like
I think it'll get one.
Oh, I also think it's gonna get one. But I think it definitely is a movie that like deserves attention. Not necessarily because it's so good, but just because they managed to make a video game movie
that is
enjoyable for 2 hours. Yeah,
and it's like, okay, you made a video game franchise that's been shit for so goddamn long.
Yeah,
it made like a pretty good movie.
They can't make video games anymore, but they sure can make movies.
Yes, let's screw Sonic video games. Fuck that. Let's just have like eight movies of him, and then go back to video games. I can't
wait for Big the Cat. He's gonna be horrifying.
If they put Big the Cat in this goddamn movie, I will watch that movie. I will buy it on Blu-ray disc.
Oh, it'll be so gross. I'm so excited. He'll be taller than James Marsden.
He'll be fucking huge, and
I hope there's horrifying. A 20-minute fishing scene with Froggy.
Can we get updated Space Jam?
I want to see they're doing Space Jam 2, right?
Maybe
they are, aren't they?
If they do Space Jam 2, I want to legitimately see what's the rooster's name?
I won't get it.
All right, it's fine. Neither
the one. Rooster.
Yeah, I mean, I have a computer right here to look it
just
up.
Just the rooster.
I don't wanna,
continue with your joke.
I can't wait to see how the rooster looks. Foghorn Leghorn.
Yes. Oh, my man.
I can't wait to see that nasty ass chicken that looking gross like boy. New CGI.
Oh, I don't think Space Jam 2 is gonna use like Sonic CGI.
You think they're just gonna put like normal cartoon
I think they're gonna continue with the style because there's that kind of heart to it, you know.
That'd be good.
Yeah, I hope they do at least.
If they don't and they make it more Sonic style, I think I'll throw up.
Yeah, it's Foghorn Leghorn looking like that would be fucking gross.
Isn't it also supposed to be like LeBron James in this one or Shaquille O'Neal? Yeah,
I think it's LeBron in this one. Okay. I think Shaquille might show up as like a cameo and be like, "What's up? I'm Shaq."
He wasn't in the first one. It was Michael Jordan.
He might show up. I know, but he just might because he's Shaq. He might show up. Shaq. They might go to a Papa John's and then Shaq will be there.
Now that I think about video game movies that I think need to happen, real quick because I just thought about this one again because you mentioned Shaq. Can we get a Shaq Fu movie?
It would actually probably fuck. It would probably fuck hard.
Like, yeah, right?
The Monster Hunter is getting a movie, and the posters were just released. And
yes.
I hope they look good.
They do look cool.
I hope that movie is good. I think that with the Sonic.
There's enough plot to that game that 100% you can make a movie out of it.
I think with the buzz from Sonic, I think people realize that there is validity to trying in making a movie that's based off of a video game instead of just like, oh, people, fucking virgins are going to see this movie, make it. Yeah. Like actually trying, then.
I think this will legitimately be a good movie.
I hope.
Because like the monsters look cool.
Yeah.
Like
the hunters look cool. Like hunters look cool. Iconic weapons. Yeah.
I mean, come on, the cats. I mean,
Yeah, the cats. The palicos.
The palicos are going to look real cool. There's going to be a pig.
Oh, dude, I hope they have a Poogie, I think his name is, right? Poogie?
I don't remember.
I think it's like Poogie.
The little pig.
Yeah.
You just pick him up and touch
pet
him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, that's such a good fucking game.
I think they have a chance to do a pretty good job of that movie.
Yeah, because even at very minimum, you can kind of make a plot that is serviceable and just have it look fucking great.
Like, well, I mean, just do it kind of like Godzilla style, where the plot is like a pretty decent plot. It's not like a good plot, but it's not like a trash plot.
Yeah.
But you have awesome fight scenes and monsters.
Yeah,
and
have like a Rathalos come by and then like have cool iconic Monster Hunter monsters. Yeah, and like it'll be great.
Yeah, because I mean Godzilla does it all the time where they have like okay plots. I mean people complain about the plots, but it's like that's not the point. Yeah. I don't know. And they do fine.
Yeah.
Monster Hunters, but like Godzilla.
I'm hopeful for the future of video game movies.
I'm also hopeful. I don't think there's any other ones I want to see like really bad other than Shaq Fu. because Kazam was, ooh, baby, so good.
I'm excited for Monster Hunter. I think that's one that's up there for me.
Follow on Spotify is probably also pretty important.
Yeah. Follow on Spotify.
I said that already, you fucking bastard.
Okay. Bye, Colin.
Why'd you say to yourself?
Because I'm going to be editing this.
Okay, so you're going to listen to yourself say bye to yourself.
Yeah, and I'm feel happy. Fuck you, dude.